So today is Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday, of course, marks the beginning of the holy season of Lent. And so Lent begins about 40 days before Easter. And I guess we all know why. 40 has symbolic value in the Bible. 40 days of Lent reminds us of Jesus' fast in the wilderness and the 40 years the Israelites wandered in the desert before entering the promised land. And we also use ashes to make a sign of cross. And the tradition of imposing a small ashen cross on the forehead of the faithful dates back to at least the 8th century, but probably goes back even earlier in Christian history. It remains a somber reminder, even today, of our need for repentance and conversion. And the word Lent comes from an old English word which means springtime. So it reminds us of spring cleaning and the new life in nature and during spring. This season of Lent is a time of special grace for us, in which we want to do some spring cleaning in our lives and enjoy new life as a result. The season of Lent gives us an opportunity to leave sin behind and grow closer to the Lord. And we want a change of heart this Lent, don't we? The story of Jesus and the woman caught in adultery seems to perfectly illustrate the meaning of Lent, of grace. And in the first chapter of his Gospel, verse 17, St. John says, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." And the story begins early one morning when a crowd gathers in the temple courts to hear Jesus teach. The Feast of Tabernacles had just come to an end, which meant that great crowds would still be in Jerusalem. As Jesus teaches, he is suddenly interrupted by a crowd of men surrounding an embarrassed woman. The men are insistent on pushing their way through the crowd until they and the woman are standing before Jesus. Evidently, this woman is truly guilty of adultery. All other points aside, nothing in the text suggests her innocence. This condemned woman needed grace. Dear friends, God forgives people purely out of his mercy. God forgives us because of Jesus Christ. God forgives us because for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God forgives people because Jesus Christ has taken away the sins of the world. In this story, Jesus offered forgiveness to the woman because in his mercy, God chooses to forgive only those who humble themselves before him. The woman did not make any excuses. She was guilty. She knew it. She stood condemned. She needed grace. The woman did not justify herself, but simply accepted her guilt. Those humble people who recognize their sin, recognize their need for God's help, those are the people who receive God's forgiveness. Not because they are earning it by groveling, but because God shows undeserved love to all who are humble and sorry for their sins and believe in the atonement of sins through Jesus Christ. So in our Old Testament reading this evening, the people voiced their complaint that they were in difficulty they were doing what the law required, as David has, you know, read it very powerfully. They complain that they are still under Babylonian exile, even though they fulfill the requirements of the law. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? They say fasting is an act of self-denial, to draw closer to God, to hear God better. They saw fasting as denying themselves some food so that they might gain some worldly favor. Their fast was simply an affliction of body and not of affliction of soul. But God sees contrite heart. They fasted to obtain their desire, not the desire of God for them and for others. So God told them that the purpose of their religion was to acquire more, not to improve their closeness or their relationship with God as it was originally intended. So my question to you this evening is, how will you observe Lent this year? How will you start Lent this year? Many people observe Lent that way. Maybe I will give up something for Lent. I will not eat meat or drink alcohol during this period of Lent. I will no longer eat chocolate during Lent. I will not listen to my favorite CD for Lent. This leads to the obvious question of or understanding of Lent. Is Lent a time of self-denial? Yes, it is. But it is still much more than that. There is one thing to give up during Lent: sin. Jesus said to that woman, "Do not sin again." It could be our pride, anger, selfishness, lust of eyes, or lust of flesh, pride of life, as St. John says in his epistle, anything that takes us away from God. Fasting or giving up meals, chocolates, cigarettes, alcohol for Lent is good for us as we learn to control our desires and control our senses and discipline ourselves. But what God is concerned with is what's going on in our hearts. Choosing to go without something reminds us of our dependence on God and Jesus' sacrifice for us. What place do we give to God in our lives? Where do we place God in our lives? The Word of God says, "Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day," as we read in our Old Testament reading. So, what do I do on my fast day? Do I spend the entire day watching movies on Netflix or my favorite TV shows or Facebook? Or do I spend time with God, reading His Word, fasting and in prayer? How do I spend my time during fast? It is actually to replace something with God. It is as simple as that. It reminds me of that conversation between Martin Luther and Johannes Stoppis. When Luther was still a monk, trying to save himself by praying to 3 saints every day and 21 different saints every week, flogging himself, beating himself in the cell till he fell unconscious in the cell, trying to beat the sins out of him. And he tried everything. He went on pilgrimage and climbed the holy steps in Rome on his knees. He did everything. And then he gave it all up. His superior general, his father's superior, a man called Johannes Tapes, said to him, "Martin Luther, if you take away relics, pilgrimages, prayers to saints, then all these devotional practices, what will you put in their place?" And Martin Luther said, "Jesus Christ." Man only needs Jesus Christ. That is how the promise of Reformation began. He did away with all these and put Christ back in place. In Paul's letter, the thing is not whether you give up sweets or lands, but whether you are in Christ every day. Keep it simple, the simplicity that is in Christ. So Lent is a time to lay our sins before God. And after we lay our sins before God, Lent is also a time to give up our guilt. We carry our guilt all the days of our lives. But when we ask for forgiveness, He forgives us. And we should not carry that guilt. My sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. I can start over. New beginnings are possible in and with Christ. I can work hard to become someone who obeys God and who worships God every day with the way I live my life. If you want to give up certain things for Lent, that's good. It reminds you about your spiritual mission this season. But what God is really concerned about is what's in your heart. God is concerned about the transformation of our hearts. So tonight we begin that long walk to the cross where we see just how serious and terrible our sins are, but there we also see how wonderful and deep our Savior's love is for us. The road doesn't end there, but at the empty tomb where Jesus rises from the dead to prove that all of your sins have been forgiven. May God bless you as you begin your Lenten journey. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.